come to that. Besides, high priestesses were only supposed to call upon one of Loth's handmaidens in a dire emergency, and Quenthal wasn't completely sure that's what this was. If not, and the summoning invoked the further displeasure of Loth, better that she was not among those calling. For now, she decided, she should visit with the one she believed to be her only surviving sibling, the Archmage of Menzo Berenzon, her brother Gromph, to learn what he might know. The elder boy of House Beenry, the first child of the great Ivanel, Gromph Beenry, now stood as the oldest living drow in Menzo Berenzon, and had long before earned the distinction as the longest-serving archmage of the city. His tenure predated not only the spell plague, but the time of troubles, and by centuries. It was said that he got along by getting along, and by knowing his place, for though his station afforded him great latitude within Menzo Berenzon, inarguably as the most powerful male drow in the city, he remained, after all, merely a male drow. In theory, therefore, every matron mother and every high priestess outranked him. They were closer to Loth, and the Spider Queen ruled all. Many lesser priestesses had tested that theory against Gromph over the centuries. They were all dead. Even Quenthal. Matron Mother Quenthal herself knocked lightly and politely on the door of the Archmage's private chamber in House Beenry. She might have been more showy and forceful had Gromph been in his residence in the Academy of Sorcerer. But here in House Beenry, the pretense couldn't stand. Quenthal and Gromph, siblings, understood each other, didn't much like each other, but surely needed each other. The old wizard stood up quickly and offered a respectful bow when Quenthal pressed into the room. "Unexpected," he said. For indeed, these two spent little time in each other's company, and usually only when Quenthal had summoned Gromph to her formal chair of station. Quenthal closed the door and motioned for her brother to be seated. He noted her nervous movements and looked at her slyly. "There is news?" Quenthal took the seat opposite the Archmage, across the great desk, which was covered in parchment, both rolled and spread, with 100 bottles of various inks set about them.
"Tell me of the spell plague," Quenthal bade him.
"It is ended, mercifully," he replied with a shrug. "Magic is as magic was, the weave reborn, and gloriously so."
Quenthal stared at him curiously.
"Gloriously?"
she asked, considering his strange choice of words, and one that surely seemed stranger still, given the typical demeanor of Gromph. Gromph shrugged as if it did not matter to deflect his nosy sister. For once, regarding the movements of Lady Loth, this situation did not yet concern her. For once, the male wizards of Menzo Berenzon had been entreated by the Spider Queen before and above the domineering disciples of Eric Tynalith. Gromph knew that his time standing above Quenthal in Loth's eyes would be brief, but he intended to hold fast to it for as long as possible. Quenthal narrowed her eyes, and Gromph suppressed his smile, knowing that his apparent indifference to such godly games surely irked her.
"The Spider Queen is angry," Quenthal said.
"She is always angry," Gromph replied. "Else she could hardly be considered a demon queen."
"Your jests are noted and will be relayed," Quenthal warned.
Gromph shrugged. He could hardly suppress his laughter. One of them would soon be exposing quite a bit of truth regarding the Spider Queen, he knew, but to Quenthal's surprise, it wouldn't be her.
"You think her current anger is regarding the weave? The end of the spell plague?"
he asked, because he could not resist. He pictured the expression Quenthal would wear when the truth was revealed to her, and it took all that he could muster to not break out in open, mocking laughter.
5 years it has been. Not so long a time in the eyes of a goddess, true, but still—"
"Do not mock her," Quenthal warned.
"Of course not. I merely seek to discern—"
"She is angry," Quenthal interrupted. It seemed unfocused, a discordant shriek, a scream of frustration.
"She lost," Grump said matter-of-factly, and he laughed at Quenthal's threatening glare.
"It's not about that," the matron mother said with confidence.
"Dear sister."
"Matron mother,"
Quenthal sharply corrected.
"Do you fear that the Spider Queen is angry with you?" Grump went on.
Quenthal rested back in her chair and stared off into nothingness, contemplating the question far longer than Grump had anticipated. So long, in fact, that the Archmage went back to his work, penning a new scroll.
"At us,"
Quenthal decided some time later, and Grump looked up at her curiously.
"Us? House Bayenry?"
"Menzo Baranzon, perhaps."
Quenthal waved her hand dismissively, obviously flustered.
"I have set Sosumtu and my daughter to the task of summoning a handmaiden, that we might get more definitive answers."
"Then pray tell me, dear sister."
Grump folded his hands on the desk before him, staring hard at Quenthal, pointedly referring to her in that less than formal manner.
"Why did you decide to disturb my work?"
"The spell plague, the weave,"
the matron mother flailed, again waving her hand.
"Nay, that is not the reason," said the old archmage. "Why, Quenthal, I believe that you are afraid."
"You dare to speak to me in that manner?"
"Why would I not, dear sister?"
Quenthal leaped from her chair, sending it skidding out behind her. Her eyes flashed with outrage as she corrected him once more, spitting every syllable.
"Matron mother!"
"Yes,"
said Grump.
"Matron mother of Menzo Baranzon."
He rose to face her directly and matched her unblinking stare with his own.
"Never forget that."
"You seem to be the one,"
Grump rolled right over the thought.
"And act the part of it,"
he said evenly. Quenthal's eyes flashed again. Her hands clenched and opened as if readying for a spell, but she quickly composed herself. Grump nodded and gave a little laugh.
"If the Spider Queen is angry with you when you show any weakness, your doom will fall," he warned. "The world above and below is in flux. Lady Lolf's own designs have only